We talked about the Economic Summit, and CHML has been pleased and proud to be a part of the Economic Summit for years. And a few years ago, it broadened its perspective to the Hamilton-Burlington Economic Summit, as I think we became more enlightened about the economic realities here in Southern Ontario, is that we don't live in silos, and this is an area, a region that needs to prosper for all of us to benefit from this. Well, the next incarnation of that will be happening next week, when the Innovation Corridor Summit will meet. It will be at the same place, the Royal Botanical Gardens, right on the borderline there between Hamilton and Burlington, with an incredible list of folks that are going to be there as speakers, where you can rub shoulders with, where you can talk to and network. And there are some great success stories and some challenges that need to be talked about that we're going to discuss on that. Two of the folks involved in that joining us on the Bill Kelly Show right now, Keenan Loomis, you know, he is the president and CEO of the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce. Keenan, thanks for the time. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Bill. As always, I am so happy to be on your show, especially on a Friday, and I'm really, really happy to be able to introduce to you and to Hamilton my colleague, and that's who you're going to talk about next.
I'm so happy to have Jan De Silva with us, of course, of the Toronto Board of Trade. Jan, welcome to the program. Great to talk with you.
Wonderful to be here, Bill, and I think I cover all parts of the corridor. I spent a lot of time with Keenan, and I grew up in Kitchener-Waterloo.
There so you go.
Couldn't have touched more parts of the corridor.
Well, just to connect more of those dots, we were in your fair city last night spending our money in the theater district, so, you know, it's great to have it. But that just tells you how interwoven these communities are, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think what's very exciting about the work that all of the chambers have been doing, it's really creating a lot of collaboration across, and it's recognizing, as you said at the opening, our businesses and our workforces don't operate in silos. They're operating across the whole corridor.
And, you know, Keenan, this is something that we talked about for the longest time, as long as you've been associated with the chamber, is to get out of this inside mindset that, you know, all that matters is what's going on in our neighborhood, because this is a regional economy. And we've started to realize that. The federal government, I think, certainly gets that with the funding announcements that they've made recently. We used to look at places like Toronto, Burlington, KW as competitors. And that's changed now. They're partners, and I think we all benefit from that.
We certainly do. You know, when we first came together 10 years ago to do the very first economic summit, there's a lot of things that we needed to do as leaders in Hamilton to get the fundamentals right in this community. 10 years ago, you know, things were looking bleak, but, you know, there were some green shoots that were kind of popping up around the city. And I think that, you know, it was really important to get the leaders together and start talking about our shared opportunities and challenges. And then we evolved to the point where, you know, we were talking about the same things year after year, but things were actually really also progressing, and we've come a long way. So we decided, well, it's time to expand our scope out. As you mentioned, we have done the Bay Area Economic Summit the last couple of years. And now it's time, and now we're ready to step up and contribute on a broader regional scale. And KW and Toronto have been collaborating for a number of years now. And we, you know, from the very beginning, I talked to Jan and Ian, our counterpart at KW, and said, you know, we really want to contribute here in Hamilton. We have a lot to be able to contribute, and we've come a long way. And so, you know, we are really, really grateful that Ian and Jan and all of the organizations in between, there's, you know, Guelph and Cambridge and Burlington and or Brampton and Mississauga as well. They all saw the need and the benefit of bringing Hamilton into the overall corridor discussion. And you know, with the Next Generation Manufacturing Canada investment made by the federal government, it makes complete sense to bring Hamilton in. So we're happy to be able to host the very first Innovation Corridor Economic Summit.
And you mentioned, of course, some of the other folks, Ian, of course, from KW. Todd Letts is going to be there, the CEO, of course, from Brampton Board of Trade.
Yep.
And the rationale, I guess, for that, really, Jan, and you just, I think, are living proof of this, that you worked in KW for a while and now you're there. We look at a map, but those borders, those city limits are almost seamless now, aren't they?
Well, you're absolutely correct. We, our corridor network, Keenan, Ian, and our colleagues, we look at ourselves as representatives of the business community in what is Canada's largest economic zone. There just happens to be 11 municipalities in there, but in fact, you know, as I was alluding to before, our businesses and our workforces are transiting in and through. We've got major research happening at our anchor universities in the corridor, McMaster, U of T, Waterloo University, and a number of others in the region, where we've got major companies that are investing across those ecosystems in research that's really helping enabling the economy. And I would also say, if we step back and look at ourselves from the outside in, increasingly some of the global giants are looking at the talent, the research, the manufacturing might that is in this large economic zone and are looking for opportunities to participate. So what Keenan's doing by launching this inaugural summit for the corridor is this is our first step into kind of the public arena to say, let's start talking about all the assets that we have as a further tool to attract more of this investment and more of this opportunity for our communities.
And maybe one of the better examples of that, Jan, is the Amazon bid that that we raised so much interest, and the fact that Toronto's right there on the the very, very short list right now. You know how Amazon works because you've seen their first operation. They're not just looking within Toronto themselves. They're looking at the support systems, and I know that was part of the bid that you included, to talk about, look what else is around us. This is not just a city. This is a region, which is probably why you guys are still in the running, and hopefully you're going to win this thing.
Well, and it's us guys that are in the running, because I mean, Brampton's an important part of that. They've got a huge distribution logistics platform. It's the third largest in North America, which is a huge asset. And the fact that when Amazon's come in for their shortlist discussions, they're seeing what they call as unparalleled levels of cooperation among our communities and among all levels of government, which is really, really standing out. They already have large workforces in our communities now. It's just, how do we help all of our communities understand the potential for growth and get ourselves organized to take full advantage of it?
To take full advantage, Keenan, how do you do this? I mean, when you've got a team like this, and that's what's evolving here, everybody has to have a role. You can't all be doing the same thing in different areas, and that way you're just butting heads with each other. How do you make that determination about who does what?
Well, that's what we as chambers of commerce do in our own communities, right? We bring everybody together and act as kind of the glue that holds, you know, the government and the business community and then the NGO community together, and kind of, you know, quarterback a project and assign responsibilities to everybody. And so that's what we're doing as chambers of commerce across the region. You know, we gather together often. And so we're now bringing all of our networks together to start to stitch it together, across the region. So this is exactly what we need to do to be able to remain globally competitive. You know, we're so small as a country. Our population is really low. But this is the opportunity we have to continue to compete at the global stage. We're putting together, and I've said this before on your show, our Canada's Silicon Valley with its capital of finance and, its top global brand with our industrial heartland as well. And so that helps all the various sectors and all the various players understand what their roles are and how they can contribute.
And I think, Bill, if I could just add sure. to what Keenan's saying, I mean, the other thing that is quite compelling about this is Keenan took the lead in initiating this. We put together a steering group for this summit so that we can have continuity of theme, so that next year we'll be hosting it in Toronto, the year after in KW. But what has been really, really encouraging is that we've had major corporate sponsors that have stepped up and said, we want to sponsor the next 3 years, because we see this having incredible potential. And the fact that it's not just one site, it's really moving it throughout the corridor, is really getting folks excited about saying, let's showcase what's happening throughout. It's not just one point. It's the entire ecosystem and economic zone.
And Keenan touched on a phrase that I think is probably going to run throughout an awful lot of the presentations and discussions at the summit, and that's the global economy and global competitiveness, which is something that I think we have to come to realize, that we're stronger as united than we are. And Keenan, we can talk about that locally, even with the success of getting Fraunhofer over here. They're actually locating right across the road from our radio station, of course, in the innovation. Innovation Park. The competition for that was like Berkeley, California, and I think it was a place in Germany, one in France. It's not just the company next door, et cetera, like this. We have to compete globally, or we're not going to compete at all.
Yeah, you're very right. It's just on this issue, I'm going to defer to Jan because she is the one who has played such an incredible part in the global economy. And the Toronto Region Board of Trade has done a really great job in helping their companies. And they've expanded the services, the trade services, to our members as well to help them access global markets. So Jan knows better than anybody about the need for us to be globally competitive.
Take it away, Jan.
Well, and let me say we've got so much potential for growth, but I do need to say a lot of the news cycle these days is consumed by NAFTA, and that's a huge concern for us because, well, we've seen what's interesting about KW, where I grew up, and, you know, in the years I was doing my MBA, it was all about the hollowing out of the manufacturing sector in KW that NAFTA created. And as Keenan alluded to before, this huge revitalization of Hamilton in the face of some headwinds competitively, NAFTA prevents, or the current state of affairs with NAFTA and the tariffs creates both challenges and opportunities. Challenges in that unless we can up the competitiveness of our manufacturing sector and put it on par with global best practices, we do risk some further job loss simply because those jobs and those investment dollars will stay in the U.S. But our ability to move together collectively as chambers and business communities with our academic institutions, I think, bodes well for us. We've got a lot of international companies that have chosen to locate into the Toronto-Waterloo-Hamilton corridor to take advantage of the skills we have. Our ability locally as businesses, as government, to fix pain points to improve our competitiveness, pain points like movement of goods, pain points like making sure we've got all the talent developed across the broad range of jobs, not just tech jobs, but the whole spectrum of jobs that these organizations need to move forward, are really within our wheelhouse to fix and are things that are just going to make us stand out even further on a global stage. But I just want to end by simply saying we do a lot of work with the new in town international CEOs that are in here to run their global headquarters Canadian subsidiaries, and they are all saying that their global headquarters are increasingly looking at what can they be moving into the corridor because they just see all the potential here.
Well, do we check all the boxes for them when they start looking at this area?
We check many of the boxes, and I think what we've learned as we've been working with Keenan and with Ian and KW and Todd and others is let's look at where our pain points are. We've got pain points in movement of goods. We've got pain points in movement of people. So we've looked at other markets. The state of Texas has a statewide freight mobility council because they've got three border crossings with Mexico, and they're supplying goods to all of continental U.S. through the state of Texas. Well, you know what? That mirrors some of what we've got here with goods, cross-border goods, coming through Hamilton into the rest of the corridor. Can we be using Hamilton as a better staging point for goods to get through the rest of the corridor rather than having everything have to go onto the 400 series highways? So there's a lot of saying, what are our strengths? How are people outside looking at us from our strengths? And then how do we improve our place as a place to do business by looking at best practices elsewhere?
Keenan, what about the educational components of this? I'm just looking at a map as you and I are talking with Jan about this. And you've got the University of Toronto, of course, where our daughter is attending, and one of the great universities in the world and ranked as such. McMaster's rising now in the top 100. I think it's a 6th, a 70th or something like this. And we already know, I mean, we could talk all day about KW and the great educational facilities and how that's tied into their tech businesses there. That's got to be attractive to potential investors.
Well, that's our only hope. That's our biggest competitive advantage. And you know, a lot of public dollars have gone into the creation of this really incredible workforce. And we know, however, that there is a skills gap and mismatch, and we know that firms are and companies are having difficulty finding talent, and yet we have really talented people that are having difficulty finding jobs. So that's another one of the big challenges that that we need to address, and we're going to be doing so on June 26th at the summit.
Let's talk a little bit about that day and some of the presentations that are going to be there. I mentioned about global economies, and I know Patrick Dean from McMaster is actually going to make one of the opening addresses about this. Mm-hmm. But Jan, you touch a lot of the stuff here that we've talked about when we start looking at the future and things like advanced manufacturing, business in the connecting world, the future of manufacturing, of course. But another word that I think is probably going to be heard an awful lot of that is innovation. And again, mm-hmm. something that this whole corridor that has now developed a reputation for.
Absolutely. And you know what? I want to broaden it. When we talk about innovation in the context of the corridor, we tend to immediately pivot to the tech side. And certainly that's a huge compelling advantage that we have. But let me say some of the pain points we need to address, like goods movement, like transportation. Attached with those infrastructure activities, there's a huge demand for jobs in the trades and in services related to the development of the infrastructure that we need to make things happen. We had done, just looking at Toronto region, we looked at the jobs that would be generated in the construction sector by the infrastructure dollars that are already committed. It's 146,000 jobs being generated over the next decade, half in the trades, half in professional services, and that's of those 146,000, 119,000 of them are net new. So this is not just saying it's, you know, these high-value tech jobs, and they are incredibly important to the magic that is the corridor. It's also about how everyone across the corridor can benefit and can participate in the huge growth momentum, because we need a lot of infrastructure to be put in place to modernize the ability to move goods around and move people throughout the corridor to be efficient against our global competitors.
So much more to talk about, but for folks that want to get more information, well, first of all, they should attend the summit, which is coming up shortly. They can go to your webpage, can they not, Keenan, to get some details?
Yeah, it's corridorsummit.ca. Again, it's June 26th at the RBG. On the website is the agenda, all of the participating sponsors and location and all of that.
Looking forward to talking with you guys face-to-face about this and so many other things. Thanks so much for this today.
Thanks, Bill, and great talking to you, Jan.
Thanks, Keenan. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Keenan Loomis, of course, from the CEO of the Hamilton Chamber, and Jan DeSilva of the Toronto Board of Trade. They'll be there at this incredible summit, the Innovation Corridor Summit at the RBG next week. We're back after this time out. The Bill Kelly Show, 900 CHML.